What's good? What's happening? This is the Gamer Zone show, and I'm not alone today. I'm with Beezy, and look, I'm excited. Like I'm keen for this, man. Like it's been a minute since we recorded, you know. Like so, we're having like an energy crisis in South Africa. Man, I'm glad to have you back on.
Thank you so much, man. And just a quick one on that, man. Like, did you know that there's only two countries in the whole world that experience load shedding?
What? For real? Who's our friend?
I'm not quite sure, but let me just check that real quickly. Let me check which other country experiences.
So it's not like we're the only ones that's struggling with this. There's other people that feel our pain, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. It's just insane.
It is, man. I mean, it even affects your gaming time.
Indeed.
And how long you can do certain Indeed. Things. I mean, I've had to cut down on my gaming because I'm scared that, hey, look, my PlayStation could blow up or something. True. Like, you know, you keep it plugged in, and then when the power comes back, like, you know, the power surge could affect it.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's just crazy because, like, we have to now think of things that we never used to think of when load shedding wasn't a problem, you know. And you think now a factor that might influence you paying for insurance is actually load shedding, which is really sad, you know. Really sad. And the other country I think was Burkina Faso, and it's an African country too, so I'm not surprised.
Okay, so this is a problem in Africa that's probably growing or something.
Yeah,
I hope we get a solution soon, man. Like it's chaotic.
It is indeed. It is very much chaotic. But on to today's topics. What do we have for today?
Yeah, today we're having some releases that are coming out soon that I'm pretty excited for, man. Look, I mean, I've got quite a few on my side. I know you also have some on yours.
So,
I think the one that really, like, I'm excited for is Gotham Knights. So this one is based on the events which are happening in Gotham. Now, of course, we expect Batman to be there. But now, look, it's disappointing. It's sad. It's not a spoiler alert or anything. But apparently Batman is dead in this one. And now your team has to investigate that. So that is Robin, Nightwing, Redwood, Batgirl. And there's even people walking around, like, you know, the neighborhood and all that. So, like, they're living their lives. You're just there as a superhero. And each of these characters have super powers and abilities that are different from each other. And I'm still saying Batman is not dead, man. I don't feel like he's dead. I feel like there could be a plot twist that we discover maybe later on. They're like, oh, wait, you know, you're discovering, like, what happened to him. Because there's a whole new, like, League of Villains that show up now because, you know, the king is like gone. You know, Batman's been saving Gotham all this time. And
that's
now it's
true.
Just that these kids are coming out of his shadow.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's somewhere there, man. Maybe he's holed up somewhere. Or, you know, he could be doing that thing where it's like, look, guys, I've been your master now. You can be my successor. So I'm letting you guys take the wheel.
Yeah, man. I mean, what's the game without the protagonist, man? Like, it's just going to be some kind of way because now, to me, it doesn't make sense that if he's dead now and for the rest of the game, what's going to happen? Unless this is their finale and they won't release another game like this. But from what I think, if they want to keep this going, then they have to bring Batman back one way or another. Because I don't think the fan community is going to be happy about that.
Nah, man. Like, I'm shocked, man. I remember, like, when I played another one of them, and I heard that Joker was dead, and I was like, what? You killed Joker? Like, how does that happen, man?
Classic.
And I was like, I had to go back and then look at the other games and say, oh, this is what happened to him. But then I was like, okay, I'm just shocked, man. But this one is coming out on October 21st, so we still got time to save up some cash. And what do you have on your side?
Well, the game I am currently very much excited about is TDU, Test Driving Unlimited. This was the Forza before Forza was Forza, you know, back in 2011. And they just stopped releasing it, man. They just stopped releasing it, and I was just very much disappointed. But then what basically happens in this game, it's a more of a simulation car lifestyle type of game where you can drive a car and you have a life, you have a house, you have clothing, you can go to parties, private clubs, go to galas just in this beautiful exotic car. Just Forza and the crew 2 kind of merged together, you know, and it's just a beautiful game where so much is happening. I mean, right now, what is in the trailer is that the graphics are like really high, and the clothing that you wear in the game is branded by the actual game company, which is like very beautiful. The graphics are insane. I mean, I saw the trailer the other time and I saw this angle of camera where they were looking straight into the guy's hands, and you know the little hairs that you have on your hands there, when you look at it and the car is being revved, you can literally see those hairs stand up, and it's just like insane. Like, it's to the detail, and it's a very beautiful game that I thought should be reincarnated. I think the people who are in the car industry, people who are fanatics of car simulation games, are very much excited about this, you know.
Wait, I think the last time I played Test Drive, was that the one on PS2, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, yes.
I was still in primary school back then, and it was like that hot game that like people would hold on to, man. I think on the cover they had a blue car, right? Mm-hmm, wasn't that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot what car it was, but like, yeah, it was one of those games on PS2 that like, yeah, it was good, man. Even before Midnight Club. Remember those Midnight Club on PS3?
Yeah,
and that was good classics, man. Even the music there was some hip hop and all that stuff. But Test Drive was good.
It was insane, man. It was a beautiful game, and I just thought to myself, why not? And I think they're going to make a whole lot of money from this, because, you know, they make a lot of car games out there, but they'll cater for one thing in the car, maybe drifting, and the other one just F1 racing, and the other one just, you know, simulation of some kind where you have missed. But with Test Driving Unlimited, it's a mixture of everything, you know, and you have a personality there, you have a life that you can live on the game, you know. It's just a beautiful thing, man. And I think it's a great gift given to the car fanatics.
Yeah, definitely, man. If you love racing games, then yeah, this is one for you.
Certainly, certainly. And on your end, do you have any other games that you think might be beautiful?
Yeah, on my side, I've got a game called Deathverse. Now, this one is free, and it is a battle royale game. Now, this is a bit weird now, because it's set like in a world where there's millions of people watching you, and then you sit in a game. So, like, everyone is watching you fight in this battle royale, in this arena, and now you have to kill everyone to survive, because it's like people put bets, you know? It's like one of those gruesome movies where you watch people fighting in an arena, and you just have high stakes on who's going to win and all that. But now this one is not for kids. Most of these battle royale games that have come out like have accommodated everyone. Almost everyone could play. I mean, there was Fortnite. There were so many other games that people could play, like PUBG. Now this one is more gruesome and brutal. That is like, wow. It's like, I'm really excited for it. Now on PS4 and PS5, it's coming out September 28th, which is today when we're recording this. Ooh. And for PC, you can expect it on the 5th of October. So, hey man, look, like, when I get the time, I just need to make some space on my PlayStation, download it, and just, like, have some fun there.
Certainly, certainly, certainly. You know, and I just think it's a beautiful game that people need to play, because then it's not just about playing the game and winning, and that ends between you and the person. People watching and people knowing, seeing you go up the rank. I think this could be another evil.
Hey, man, who knows, bro? This is, like, really interesting. Like, but I'm not even sure, because remember that there was also this big debate about Mortal Kombat. So if it's similar to that, because when I looked at the trailer, it is a bit brutal that they said Mortal Kombat cannot always be in esports, or rather certain countries don't allow people to watch that because it's like 18 rated. So now this one could be a bit of a challenge as well. Hence, we've got other games like Fortnite that are making it. PUBG is a bit light, CSGO. But I mean, this one looks good, man. I'm just hoping that they don't hype us up with the trailer. And then when we play it, it's like, oh man, what is this?
Yeah, man. I mean, clickbait is really not a nice thing to experience.
Yeah. And what you got on your side?
I think the other game that I think we needed to speak about very much, I think I'm very surprised I actually didn't mention this first, was Grand Theft Auto 6 coming out in 2023. The 2023, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Then there were some leaks last week, right?
Yes. Which is just what I'm looking at. And I saw the leaks, and it's a very beautiful game. But also, I feel like they've taken so much time that I'm expecting so much more from it. So But I guess it might be a bluff. You know, you never really know with these games, because when the actual game comes out, you know, the trailer is kind of like, not really what I was expecting, you know. But
I'm
very much excited, but also anxious, because my expectations might be too high, because I've taken so much time working on this game. I would assume that it's going to be the best thing in there, man. And I just hope, you know, the best thing comes out of it, because I think GTA 5 was an iconic game. I think it was very iconic, and it was one of those games where you could go on for hours and hours playing the game, but then after that, you still feel like you haven't played enough of it, you know. And I think with GTA 6, I don't know really what to expect. Maybe some real life cars, because that's one thing I really was looking forward to in GTA 5, because now I really want to be in a Benz or be in a BMW, you know. Because
know, with the proper name on it.
Indeed, you know. So I'm looking forward to that. Although GTA 5 was indeed a great game, but you know, I feel like they could also improve on also the physics of the cars, also the mechanics of the guns, because they've really improved on the guns and a little bit on the cars, but I feel like they could do much a better job, because the graphics are beautiful. The physics of actually feeling that force feedback on the joystick is, you know, kind of cool for me. But, you know, I don't know what you think about that.
Hey man, I think it's good. I mean, I looked at the whole idea of the concept. I don't know if they might change it or it's still going to stay the same, where you've got the male protagonist and the female one. So they're taking the same idea as GTA 5, where you're going to have different characters and then they're all in different parts of the city when you select them. But then, like you said, the mechanics need to work well, the physics need to be better, the graphics, because we've seen a lot of people modding it on PC. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the game is bad, but because there's certain, like, you know, small detail that matter, like looking at the ground when you drive your car. And I mean, when you hit the brakes too hard, you can see that it leaves those burn marks and all of that. But now when you look at people that have modded on PC, it's like, wow, man, like you get super shocked. You're like, whoa, okay, this game can actually go higher and be improved. So I think GTA 6 should definitely be better than what we've seen so far. I mean, look at what they did with Red Dead Redemption. That was good also. Ooh. It was one of those games that took too long. I mean, I took months to finish that, and it was so realistic. Everyone was talking about the horse and the testicle shrinking when it's in a cold place and all that. I mean, that was super realistic.
Yeah.
So I think GTA 6 should improve on that. They should not flop. And because we've got high hopes on it, because of the video we saw, I mean, hey man, I'm hoping they don't drop the ball.
Yeah, I really hope they don't drop the ball too, because I looked at the graphics on Red Knight compared to GTA 5, and they are so much better. They are so much better. It's insane. And I was looking at it, I was like, if Red Knight is like this, then how was GTA 6 going to top that? Because that was ultra realistic graphics right there. But you know, you never know what these games can do, man. You never know.
Yeah. And that could be game of the year. I mean, look at how many times they did GTA 5. Man, we had it on PS3 and 360. We got it on PS4 and Xbox. And then we got it on PS5 again. So it's like, this game has been milked so much. We definitely need a GTA 6, something to top it off.
Certainly.
Something very different. I'm wondering which city it's going to be in. I mean, Vice City was cool. Mm. And then we've heard the rumors of Vice City and all that. I still enjoyed Vice City more than San Andreas. I know San Andreas was the best.
Yeah.
But like Vice City had that thing for me, man. I just loved it. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, certainly. I think I agree with you on that. I mean, San Andreas was an iconic game on its own. And, you know, the characters, CJ, Big Smoke and all of that, you know, it was a beautiful game. Yeah. It was indeed a beautiful game. But the feel and the atmosphere of Vice City is just different, you know, and it being set in an actual city is just beautiful, because then if you actually lived in the city, you can identify certain places like, well, I've actually been there in real life, you know, which is, I think, very beautiful, man. It's a very beautiful feel of the game, a beautiful feel of the whole city, because I feel Vice City actually has different elements to it that can accommodate multiple people. You know, unlike in San Andreas, where it's just like old hood, old Compton, you know, old downtown type of thing, you know. And I feel Vice City was just topping it off on another level. And I just hope that they have the guns, because it's just so much pressure right now for Rockstar Games right now, because they need to top off what they did with Red Knight and what they did with GTA 5, you know.
Yeah, definitely, man. Look, the last one I've got on my side is coming out on the 28th of October. Now, this is for all Call of Duty fans. I know there's always this big split between Battlefield players and Call of Duty fans. Look, I love Call of Duty for the zombies.
Yeah.
Battlefield, I love it for the story and the physics and the realism of it. That, like, when you shoot a building or, like, when you collapse a building, like, you see it, like, breaking and everything. Call of Duty tries that sometimes, but it's not the best at times. And it's always first-person shooters. So now this one that's coming out is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Now, this one takes place after the 2019 reboot with Captain John Price again. So he's forming a squad again. And, yeah, he's just going to take over the whole terrorist organization and all that. So I'm like, this is going to be good. The only problem I have with COD is they mostly work on the Battle Royale side, which I've seen, like Warzone.
Yeah.
And they're going for Warzone 2 now, because this is a different game coming out soon. So it's like the storyline kind of lacks. At times it's like, okay, you know, you get bored. I mean, hence I end up playing the zombie modes, and I hope this one has a zombie mode, because that's all I play, man. I just play the Easter eggs. I play for the campaign, and then it just goes to zombie mode. The whole player versus player part, I'm just like, nah, it's not for me.
True, man. I think I've had a look of the game, and, you know, there's certain elements that the one has and the other doesn't. And, you know, you just wish that they could just merge the two aspects that are good about both games and put them into one big one, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, yeah, man, it's just otherwise. And the last game I think I have right now is Car X Street. I don't know if you are familiar with Car X Drift Racing. It's actually a drift game, just multiple maps on it. You can modify the car as much as you want. You can do so much with it, and you can cross-platform on multiple players. So if somebody's playing on Xbox, you can play on PC, you can play on PlayStation, and you can all be in one portal, you know, in one room, in one map. So I think it's a very beautiful game. What they did right now in Car X Street now is more of, instead of making multiple maps, they made one big map that I think is very big. I think it's placed in a city, not sure what city it is, but it's one big map where it's not just going to be drifting, it's going to be racing. There's going to be more realistic petrol consumption and more multiple player. I think this one is coming out in the 15th of December this year, 2022, which was supposed to come out, I think, 8 September 2022, but they changed the date to 15 December, which I think I'm very much excited, because I'm a car guy. I'm a huge car fanatic. So yeah, one game.
Okay, so wait, tell me something. Is it different from the Fast and Furious that we got? And is it going to be something that, like, just tops the street racing games? Because I can hear that you said it adds drifting, it adds, like, you know, a whole different feel to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, from what I've seen with Car X and my experience in Car X Drift Racing, and from the speculation of Car X Street, I think the graphics of Car X Street are going to be way better in terms of I'm controlling the car, in terms of the drifting, the realistic sounds of the engine are going to top off NFS Heat. Because I think with NFS Heat, my experience with it was good on in the general, but there are certain things that I did not like the engine swaps did not sound too good, like the flames at the back, the constant shaking of the camera when I rev the car, you know, like, small things like that are going to be now fixed and top with
Car X. Yeah, like you mentioned, Need for Speed Heat, and we've got that on PlayStation Plus for free, where
the cinematic views, there's also going to be mods for the game, obviously provided by Steam, whatever streaming platform that you're going to be using to download and play the game cloud-wise. You know,
I enjoy it underground.
It's a beautiful game. It's just a really, really beautiful game.
The first song that you ever listened to was Riders on the
selection of the cars, the city, just the feel of it. There's going to be some simulation of other cars in the area where you know, based you're gonna on have civilians, the first and, you know, normal thing
that
people.
Like, you know, that happens so sort in the of game. Like you say, like I told you with Vice City, that the first time you get into the car, it plays Michael
more
Jackson
on the street
song,
type of life,
and
whereas in the crew, you have
music
a house
and
stuff.
Elements in a game.
Here,
that's like,
no house,
this song, like, whenever you hear it again, it makes you think of
there.
This game. You're like, man, I want to go back and playing it. Even if you're not good at it, because but you're like, I really want to play this game again just because of the soundtrack. Yeah, yeah. So music like, contributes a lot, actually, in games. I've seen games at times where like the music does not even work with it, and you're like, hey, this is awkward now. You're just playing it because, you know, it's a game and you bought it, you paid for it. So it's
let's
like,
see what it has to
you
give.
Know, let me just do it. Yeah, 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 yeah. But this was good, man. This was a good recording. And there's obviously like a whole lot of more games coming out later on this year. We just need to set like a whole budget and have the money for it. Look, I'm just going to give you a heads up, man. I'm probably going to save up some cash for Black Friday. That's when I mostly buy these games. Even digitally, I don't have the money for them physically, because physically sometimes they're overpriced. And then it's like, hey, digital is like half the price. So I'm not getting the copy like to hold. But Black Friday is always a good deal. So even you as a listener, if you think like, look, man, I don't have the money right now, save for Black Friday. That's the best opportunity and time.
True, indeed, man. And I think it's been a great session. We've discussed one of the major games coming out late this year or early next year. And, you know, there's a lot more games that we might have not discussed. Please don't feel disappointed. We're going to have more and more discussions about upcoming games, our thoughts on it, much more opinions about what is yet to come and some expectations about it.
Definitely, man. Hey, it was great having you.
Indeed, it has been great having you, man. It is indeed. It's always a pleasure to discuss such opinions and, you know, some views on games with somebody who can relate, because they are playing too, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back to playing. Hopefully our load shedding ends this week. If it does, I'm gaming all weekend, every day after work. I'm just going to find some time, catch up on these games. But anyway, for you, the listener, stay blessed. Keep on gaming.
Be good, guys. And you know, it's your boy, BC, the show. The shows are the shows, what they should be showing. And we're here signing out with him, Lee. And we will see you on the next show.
It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better with Active FM.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it.
It's Active FM. Active FM.
Radio has never been better, baby. This is Active FM. Go to www.activefm.co.za for more.